ahead and take 950, which was pulled for testimony. Assuming that we have staff here, maybe we want to wait.
I don't think we have staff.
All right, let's wait. Okay, go ahead. Then let's go ahead and read it, and I'll let Commissioner Salzman address any questions.
950, authorize intergovernmental agreement with the Portland Development Commission in support of the ongoing implementation of housing functions at the Portland Housing Bureau and economic opportunity functions at the Portland Development Commission.
Okay, and Lightning, did you want to speak on this item? Come on up.
I'll just say by way of introduction, this is an agreement between the Housing Bureau and the Portland Development Commission that sets forth relationships about how they share urban renewal dollars to do housing functions, and also how the Housing Bureau provides federal funds under the Economic Opportunity Initiative to the PDC for economic development.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, one of the issues that I have is that I like the direction of how the Portland Housing Bureau is taking more responsibility toward the affordable housing issue, also by the affordable housing bond that is being proposed, the new shelter, Riverfront Shelter by Mr. Williams, that has gone into the lease mode at this time. And I always hesitate what the last director for PDC did on trying to acquire the post office by paying an outrageous price for that property in Troutdale from Trammell Crow. And I question their judgment on that, where in my opinion, if Commissioner Salzman was handling that transaction, that outrageous price wouldn't have been at that number. And we're starting to see a lot of other properties being purchased. There was one over there that Mr. Nato and Mr. Winkler had an interest, came in with an offer. Some people came in from Arizona, quite a bit higher. So we're seeing the locals coming in at very low offers, out-of-staters coming at around the appraisal value. And again, I want to make sure that we get the highest, best possible price for these properties that go back to the bureaus. And again, I want to see the direction that the Portland Housing Bureau is going on the affordable housing bond, and understand that we have to have leadership in those areas to make sure things are done properly. And I believe that Commissioner Salzman is able to do that. And I've lost all confidence in PDC on what they did on Centennial Mills. And I've lost all confidence in their ability to do transactions in a fair, responsible manner, and to get values at the appraisal values and make sure that it's handled properly. So I just want to make sure that the Portland Housing Bureau has that type of control and begins to limit the control of PDC on a lot of different issues, and that's my position. And I know that a new director has been brought in. They're going to have to prove themselves. They're going to have to step up and prove themselves, because I think they should have less responsibility with these properties throughout the city. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Good morning again, Commissioners. Charles Johnson. Want to thank Lightning for pulling this. I was earlier looking. There's actually a wonderful 51-page PDF attached to this item. And in the last few weeks, I've spoken to you about metrics. You know, that's a phrase, buzzword, that comes from General Electric and all that goodness in IBM, of monitoring our performance. And way down in the page 50s are some great sheets that adhere to that principle of trying to gauge how many people will be positively impacted by this IGA. So I want to thank Mr. Salzman, those people from the PDC who did work on this. I think many of you may recall, I'm not the biggest fan of everything that happens at the Portland Development Commission, but I know they do have a new executive director just coming on board, and I hope that her work will be able to give us solid numbers talking about jobs retained, jobs grown, people moving up from poverty, the real ideas behind urban renewal. areas. And I know, even though we're highly critical of you at times, Mayor, I know that, you know, that's also your concern is that, you know, government should work to ensure justice, and justice includes maximizing economic opportunity for people at the bottom. People at the top can do so well that they can sometimes fund a 400-bed homeless shelter. And that I hope this will go off without any nitwit lawsuits trying to force us into some neoliberalism idiocy where we're going to sue the Bureau so that the environmental services can extort the maximum possible amount of money towards ratepayers when we try and help the homeless. I think that that's going to be another dismissed lawsuit like the poor judgment of the Portland Business Alliance when they tried to sue the city saying, the mayor's not doing enough to help us oppress homeless people. So I'm glad this came off consent and we get to put on the record that there are constructive things happening with the PDC and the Housing Bureau to try and at least make a dent in the thousands of people that are sleeping outside, whether it's along the Springwater Corridor or elsewhere. Thank you all.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I must darkly say that I anticipate possibly that Donald Trump will be the next president and the Congress will go Republican. If that happens, you're not getting any federal money for anything. I'd be lucky if they don't cut food stamps, which is my fallback mechanism. People need to have food, and let's keep it that way. Housing, like I say, is going to completely stop. All the programs that people you're discussing came under Mayor Sam Adams and the current mayor, who is actually receives federal money for these programs, but they may stop completely. And I'm not sure how the election is going to turn out. And I in the past, I was a great supporter of Al Gore for president, and he lost. These things happen.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh, for the record. I represent Individuals for Justice. I would just like to point out in general that when an item is pulled, we fully expect a staff member to come up and explain to us what that item is. In the agenda, there's only about four or five lines that tell us what the item is, and normally you can't figure it out unless you look at the supporting documentation underneath that item. So we really need a staffer to come and tell us exactly what you're doing. And I kind of personally resent you not having a staffer here when you have four or five people that testify that there is some question about this item. So you do that on lots of items that have been pulled from the consent agenda, and it seems to me that automatically, if an item is pulled, we want more information. And you can pick up the phone and call a staffer and say, come and testify, and you do that from time to time. But you don't do it all the time, and that's what I'm suggesting, that if an item is pulled, then get a staffer down here to explain it to us. We don't expect you to know it all. We expect the staffer to come and explain it to us. And we think we have that right. So thank you very much for the times that you do that. And my hope is that you'll look at that and say, that's a good idea. Let's do that all the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Hello, City Council. My name is Mary Ng. I wanted to speak a little bit on Measure 950 regarding authorizing intergovernmental agreement with the Portland Development Commission, abbreviated PDC, in support of the ongoing implementation of housing functions at Portland Housing Bureau and economic opportunity functions at the Portland Development Commission. I just wanted to check in about what's going on with the lack of housing. I'm a proponent of the idea that housing is a human right and that I want immediate functional housing for all human persons, much in accord with what they have to do in countries like Sweden, where people would suffer hypothermia and all die if they didn't get into housing. So I could only praise you for working towards goals of housing for all humans. I think our city prosperity will be increased immensely by the safety and security and happiness that will come with housing. I'm very concerned about how the federal government allocates resources. I know, for instance, with Social Security, they don't keep it apace with inflation. So there's, I mean, I hate to say we don't have any money in our government because we have plenty for military, but it does seem that, I mean, that you guys are doing the best you can with limited resources. So I want to thank you for that, but then also encourage functions of opportunities for minorities as well as for women in prosperity initiatives, or also possibly more coordinated different kinds of governmental or business structures such as cooperatives. And I mean, one thing that has really vastly affected my generation that I'm not too sure you're very aware of is the whole demonetization of our generation. We've been suffering without jobs, with immense student loans, and with a million opportunities to volunteer. So things you can do to get people in my generation in paying jobs or with businesses and small businesses that they develop themselves, I think that will also add to the prosperity. But I'd like to thank you for listening to Joe Walsh. Thank you for respecting his rights as an elder and as a disabled American veteran as well. I believe all Americans should be respected regardless of whether or not they did military service, but I do believe that we should show a high level of honor to anyone who served in Vietnam. And then also I want to thank you so much for respecting Laura Vander Linde today and not doing any immigration harassment regarding her roots and her familial origin, like happened at the COAB meeting, which is really unfortunate that ICE would harass a woman who's lived in the United States and has American grandchildren and children and husband. And to me, like, immigration harassment has no place at the COAB. So if we can get in line with the ADA and respect the citizens when we come to speak to you on these things, then we won't have as much to complain about to Judge Simon. So thank you for giving me my full 3 minutes. Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Then let's take a vote, please, on this item.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay.